Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Look. Why you? What's up? What the fuck is that, yo? Come on, man. Don't do that, Moses. Come on, man.
You done?
I started this shit. Fuck is you talking about? You all right? You woke up now? Come on. You ready? You got your shit together?
You ready?
You got your backwood?
I'm waiting on you.
You light the candle?
I'm waiting on you.
Did you make a wish?
Did you play your junk already? Now hurry the fuck up.
Runneth over in Pinot Grigio, hold up. You bogus in that Lambo if you ain't lifting the door up. You bogus popping pills if you ain't picking the hoe up. You bogus ran out on your kid, my nigga grow up. For God's sake, like a wedding cutting large cake. For large stakes, let the hammer bang broad day. Hey, never mind what the law say. Do what my mind and my heart say. My philosophy, profit off of my properties. Get it flippin', got to be rich, that broke shit is obsolete. Possibly off of my rocker, watch how you watching me. Sophisticated, psychotic flies, a pilot officially solid. All you wish you could get, I got it. Unlimited titanium, nigga, what's in your wallet? How the gladiator college, I made it summa cum laude. Where you clowns couldn't have got a cap and gown if you bought it. I pilot with Saudis, buying crude oil and diamonds. Hustle January, July, fly to Dubai. A broke nigga telling me about how I'm dividing the pies. Like a blind nigga telling me it's an eye for an eye. Bullheaded and stubborn, I be that way till I die. But find a nigga with more hustle than me, I dare you to try.
Try.
And according to the hand on my Audemars, it's my time to shine, so
should
fuck y'all.
Who should I be sorry to?
This shit hard, man.
Who should I be sorry to?
This shit hard. What should I be sorry for? Stop looking like that, Moses. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep. Episode 147. Fuck with us on YouTube. You already know we on Apple. We on Spotify. You already know what time it is. Rest in peace, Daytoria. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Marco behind me. What's up, man? What's going on, Moses? What's up, man?
Same old.
You got that up.
Yeah. God damn, you always getting excited. Shut up.
Because I'll be excited to see you.
Man, hold up, man.
I'll be excited to see you, bro. You be thinking that I don't fuck with you, and I don't like that about you.
You got like old girl that touched bust around butt.
Did you see it? No, I didn't see it.
Yo.
What happened?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
I thought you wanted to talk about the snitching shit first. Let's talk about what Busta Rhymes
is. We got plenty of time. It's always snitches, right?
It's always snitches.
It's always a snitch or a bitch ass nigga, but you
know. I mean, that's a fact.
But I guess you were trying to get Busta attention. But I'm just saying. No matter what, the way you reached, ain't no way you were trying to hit the back. I don't know if you got nervous or what, but the reaction Busta did was hilarious. Man, that nigga turned around so slow. And you know he had to turn around slow because his neck. You know, they got a thick horse neck, and you can't just turn around fast. You got to turn around real slow. So when he turns around, he had a cup in his hand. He threw the whole cup.
So, but the girl grabbed the girl just straight grabbed his ass. Like, just
it was like a coach tap. You know, like, good game. That's what it looked like. And the way he turned around, it was like, I don't know what nigga. That's the way. And then, like, he ain't think about no woman the way he turned around. He was like, if I'm about to kill a nigga.
How you?
Somebody touched my ass.
So women can't touch your ass?
Huh?
How you feel if a woman?
No.
Because you got, I remember you got raped in Charlotte or something like that. Remember we went to the All-Star weekend? All-Star?
You didn't do shit then. You was mean? A bad friend.
How? Like, I didn't see it.
How the fuck? First of all, they try to run game. One try to dance with him, then you gonna switch off? What the fuck is this? Tag in, tag out? This ain't no wrestling match on dance floor.
Women, you don't like it if a woman just grabs your ass.
Nah, I don't know. What are we doing? She grabbing for the rear. She telling you she dominant, motherfucker. Fuck you talking about? You don't like women grab your ass? Yeah, you the bitch now. That's what you talking about. You want to be the bitch? That's not my plan.
Oh, my God.
What am I, a slave boy? Fuck no.
Where do you come up with this shit?
It ain't come up with shit. This is real life.
What are you talking about? You feel real fucking bill collectors always calling me, man. Yeah. Leave me alone. Like, yeah. I don't have it.
That's what they say.
Like, I don't have, sorry. Like,
that's a good one.
You're not getting
bill
it.
Bill collector.
I'm telling you what it is, bro. Bill collector. What did I say? 866. Come on, man. That's bill collector, fool. Nah, women, you shouldn't be grabbing men's ass, though. That ain't, you know what I mean? Busta Rhymes shouldn't have threw no drink on her, though.
Like, he didn't probably know, like, in the way, just like, what the fuck? Don't be grabbing, like, come on. It's disrespectful. You did the same thing, nigga. They always talking about, don't grab my ass. Unless you know that. Unless y'all, like, you know, y'all know each other. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. And even still then, you see it on TikTok. Girl be doing that shit. Like, what the fuck? Don't be grabbing my ass. Like,
Don't grab my ass. Don't reach for my dick. Don't do nothing. Don't touch my face. I don't like none of that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm saying just like.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch my face. Yeah.
You don't want no love. That's what I feel.
Bitch, don't touch my face. No.
Look at me. Don't look at me. Don't you touch my face.
I'm in here cooking. It's hotter than a motherfucker.
You fat, nigga. I told you all that old pork is coming out your system.
What are you talking about? I'm fat, nigga. I'm not fat.
You got this sweat on like it's fucking cold as shit in here.
Oh, shit. I hate to do this during the podcast, nigga. It's hotter than a motherfucker, though. Gotta put my hat back on, though.
Yeah, nigga. Damn, yeah. You sweating 2 seconds.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Nigga about to do a Gatorade commercial in a few minutes.
Man, come on. Let's talk about these YSL niggas, man. Come on, man.
Just grab your ass, boy. I can't believe that.
You like that shit, though.
I don't like a motherfucking thing.
I seen it when it happened.
You seen what? First of all, if that happened, why would you look at another man getting his ass grabbed?
I was looking
you
for
just, shut
I was
the
looking,
fuck up. You see I
was
what I'm
looking,
saying?
No, because I was looking
know
for.
Know what your joke says before you go in.
I was looking at your reaction. I want to see how you was going to respond. You turned around with a smile. I seen your teeth.
Okay, man.
I'm just telling you what's going on.
I can see I see my teeth.
And you were smiling.
So what, I was grunting? see my teeth? Like what?
I'm just telling you what I saw, bro.
I saw a grab your ass and your teeth
and you
was
liked
scrunching.
It. And you liked it. You was cool with it.
You telling on yourself.
Telling myself about what?
Like, what did you saying? You was liking that somebody grabbed my ass?
No!
That's not how I feel. Here, do it.
That's not what I said, man.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I watched you enjoy when a woman had grabbed your ass.
I watched you and enjoyed when...
I watched you enjoy that.
I watched you and...
I'm done with you now.
Yeah, you tell me. You see what I'm saying?
I'm telling you what I saw.
No,
you
nigga.
Enjoyed it.
Who grabbed my ass?
And now you want to crack on Busta Rhymes?
They would have got killed.
Now you want to talk shit about Busta Rhymes?
He would have been choked.
Why you ain't throw a drink on that bitch? Why you ain't throw a drink on that bitch?
First of all,
we was in the club.
Real niggas don't throw drinks.
That's a fact.
I'm just Busta Rhymes, I'm not saying that it was a reaction on him. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Being disrespectful because he's ready to fight a nigga out there. Like, he thought a nigga grabbed his ass. I'm telling you. He didn't know, but he just, you know what I'm saying, threw it. But nah, I'm not throwing no drinks. We going to fight, nigga.
You can't grab a rude boy's ass, man. That nigga Jamaican, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Like, he like, what the fuck? Even though she said she didn't mean to, like...
Nah, she meant to.
Like, the way you... You know what I'm saying? Come on. You could have got scared. Busta, you know, like, come on.
Keep your hands to yourself. Yeah,
down in front of him, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Playing stuff you could have did. Like, I'm trying to figure out how the fuck did you wiggle your arm through the fucking security guard? That's what I'm figuring. Like,
she weaved through the security.
Like, goddamn. Like, what was you doing?
She
like,
was feeling on them, too.
Like, like, a football play or something. Like,
come on. I'm going in the end zone.
This nigga is crazy. She's a freak.
Y'all want to talk about Thugger situation, man?
Let's go ahead.
What's his name?
Tell me about Thugger.
Woody, they say they got a whole 3-hour video clip. But what's his name? Woody or something like that? YSL?
Yeah, I ain't never heard of his name.
I ain't never heard of him either, Dave.
I got so many people on YSL, man.
Look like he telling it all. He bringing everybody's name up. I don't think Thugger gonna make it, man. Free Jeffrey. I don't think Thugger gonna make it, man. Young Scooter dropped the joint. He said half of YSL is telling.
That's what Young Scooter said.
That's what Young Scooter said, man. He ride with Thugger. What protect the brand, Future.
What the boy tell
Free
on?
Band Gang.
What the boy tell on?
Said, what do you say? Somebody getting killed tonight. Y'all know about it.
Yeah, you just can't say nobody getting killed. It's all just, you gotta be specific. We just,
y'all know me. I gave you it before.
Before.
What? Why is you signing snitches? I get it now. Why is them? Why snitching lames?
That was trash. I'm sorry, Moses. Come on. That was trash.
That was trash.
I can come up more right now.
All right. I got you. Man, I wish you niggas just get the fuck out the streets. Just stay out of the fucking streets. Everybody just fucking telling, man. Like, this shit is... Oh, man, it's sad. Free Jeffrey, man. I gave you information before. Gunna say he dropping music, sitting in his room by himself, in a corner writing.
You gonna play it, nigga? Fuck you.
That's a lie, Dave.
You nigga, you gonna play? Yeah, they do Gunna.
I'm not playing Gunna, man.
He gonna come in. He gonna push play. It's okay for you to play it, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Nah, I'm not playing it. Yeah, I don't support that.
Man, yes, you do.
I don't. Yes, you do. Y'all niggas be.
You can't wait to play Gunna. Yeah. You can't wait. You know you want.
Y'all niggas
Gunna.
Be putting wild shit.
Let
on
Gunna
me,
put out some heat. You be like, he's got hard.
He telling facts. He wasn't in the game.
My son is gonna play it.
You gonna play?
I'm not playing that shit, bro. I skip Gunna on Lil Durk tracks now. I skip Gunna on A Boogie tracks now.
Yeah, I know.
I skip Gunna, and them be good songs I like. They gotta go. Sorry, I'm not streaming that.
First of all, you don't need to listen to the whole song then. What the nigga said? Say you hang around with rats, you is a rat. Your boy had rats on the song, and you still listening to him.
He wasn't ratting before.
He was ratting. He been ratting. Getting the cheese. Huh? He been tired of tell.
Gunna going tell.
Just sucks for Thugger, man. Whole YSL just telling on the man. It's all allegedly, though. You know what I mean? So allegedly. Oh shit.
Niggas telling.
Congrats to what's his name? Mac McClung. He won the dunk contest last night.
In the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, I forgot all about the All-Star game. That's crazy.
You watched it?
No, I didn't watch it.
I'm surprised because you love, like, you know, damn, all the shit. Like, that's why I look up to you because
you look up to me now?
For sports. I look towards you for sports. Let me get that right before you get to.
You ain't watching. Watch it? Come on, what you doing?
That's what I'm saying. He's the man, like, to be watching stuff. I always ask you who's, you know, the top player now. So I don't be watching like that.
I was watching BMF. I forgot about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even care. I don't really get into the All-Star game. It depends on who's in the dunk contest. And I ain't even paid no attention. I didn't look in to see who's doing the three-point contest. I didn't see none of that. The celebrity game, that was Friday. But I really only bring this topic up because they try to get on this guy. Mac McClung, right? White guy. Out there doing ill, wild shit. Spinning like 2-3 times in the air. Mm-hmm. Can't stop him. Getting straight 50s. And you know, the black people had to go try to do research on him and try to see if they could dig up some dirt. Because he's white. You know what I mean?
Is that why you think? Because he's white?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we funny like that sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is this? What he doing?
Like, every race is funny like that.
That's facts.
Stop putting on one fucking race. Well,
let me tell you what they did, though. They get on Twitter and put his at name and put Trayvon Martin beside it. You know how, like, if they done tweeted some shit in the past? They done put George Floyd beside it. They done put Obama beside it. They put Trump beside it. They saying everything checks out. They like, leave him alone. They like, leave the white boy alone, man. He's skilled. Like, just accept it. It's cool. Like, he's jumping out of the fucking gym. Leave him alone.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, he's a good player. I'm not worried about no race, bro.
Ran his background. The internet is corny, man.
That shit is crazy.
It's like, what are we doing? Like, stop trying to just find anything, man. Like, what's really going on with the world? That's what, you know what I'm saying?
And then
when stupid shit like this come out, I just feel like, what's really going on?
What's funny to me is like,
you got balloons you shooting down and shit. What the fuck?
What's funny to me is he already won the dunk contest. So even if you did find some shit,
they ain't gonna take it away from
him. What you gonna do about it? Like, yeah. Like, what the fuck niggas gonna do about it? Nothing. They just gonna rant about it.
Get some nigga from the hood.
Yeah, challenge him.
Challenge old Bryce.
Old Bryce.
He ain't got. Show him old Bryce, nigga.
Knee patches on.
Nigga said, show him old Bryce, man. What?
Okay. Knee patches on and shit. With the sweat, man.
Still got it. I don't know if y'all seen the Super Bowl. A good Super Bowl.
The halftime show?
Halftime show.
It was good. What happened? They was making a big deal. Illuminati. She's doing this. It's signs. Pyramids. Why? She's pregnant.
Congratulations to Rihanna. Why she can't be pregnant?
Like, let her do her thing.
She's chilling. She's living life. She's young. She's rich.
Shout out to Rocky for doing the right thing a second time. You know what I mean? Not waiting till the stitches heal. You know what I mean? He ain't waited them 6 weeks.
Nah.
He jumped right in it. Shout out to them.
I've done the same.
They in love.
I've done the same. They don't wait 6 weeks, man. The women don't wait 6 weeks.
Well, we know that.
And obviously, we over here on the side like, all right, cool.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, man. Black love. Let it shine. Let it shine. Yeah. Black love.
Nah, I just want to ask y'all about the commercials.
Tell me this right here.
I like the Tubi commercials.
What makes sense?
I like the Tubi commercials. They had a couple. Yo, I seen them, nigga.
You're not even the supporter of watching the movies. Don't even worry about it.
For me? But see, that's what made me enjoy it even more, that they had a commercial on the Super Bowl.
They coming
nigga.
Up, nigga.
That's soon. What I said.
I'm telling you, soon people have to pay for this shit.
I said, Tubi got a commercial during the Super Bowl, my nigga? Yo.
Paying money.
It's up. It's up for them. It's up. Because you been, you kill Tubi. You watch all that shit.
Yeah,
it be good movies on there. Yeah, he like Tubi, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. He be killing that shit. He be watching the hell out of that shit.
It's a lot of other people on there.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is,
you got the old school, you got the bellies.
I come in here and talk shit about Tubi, you know what I mean? And I see these niggas with a commercial, I'm like, I gotta shut the fuck up.
Omega's so bad. Like, what I love when niggas talk about shit, and then I see y'all watching it. I see. I got you.
I see the progression. You know what I'm saying? I see the progression.
It's always like that. I love that.
I respect it. I seen the commercial. I was like, oh. And then the commercial, one of the commercials was even crazier. Looked like your TV was like being controlled. It looked like you was clicking on a movie and then you're clicking on Mr. and Mr. Smith or some shit. And it was just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Yo, I don't even have the remote in my hand. Then next thing you know, oh, Tubi commercial. Gotcha, bitch. Like, damn. I said, yo, it's up, man.
Very creative.
Yeah. So there's some good like little commercials on there. I think we always look for the commercials for the Super Bowl. They have some good ones, some funny ones too. So what's confusing about me, like with this meal shit, man? The Carly being Offset, I don't understand none of that shit. Like,
the who?
It's just a fucking regular meal. Quarter pounder with a fucking apple pie.
You talking about McDonald's?
You really
McDonald's.
Want me to go there to McDonald's? You're talking about McDonald's. Be like, let me get the Carly being Offset.
Yeah, I don't know what they meal is, but
that's it's dope. Normal as fuck.
You don't like the
it's normal as fuck.
You don't
why
like the
fuck?
Cardi B Offset meal?
Where's
that
fuck?
McDonald's you said?
Yeah. Why you ain't got no meal at Rue Chris?
Why you still eat McDonald's?
Why ain't got no meal at Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A don't give niggas deals.
I know.
They don't need to. Neither do McDonald's, but they down with the culture.
Of course.
If the culture's stealing from the culture. You know what I mean?
It's fucking bullshit.
What's wrong with that?
Like a collard bean. Let me get the collard bean Offset.
Why you still eating McDonald's?
Why you hating, man? Mm-hmm. Sound like a hater, man.
You gonna get it? Mm-hmm. You gonna get it?
No,
you ain't gonna fucking get it.
I don't eat McDonald's.
Fuck out of here.
I don't eat McDonald's like that. I try not to, at least.
Yeah. There's some shit that's good, but like, you're not gonna get that, though. Even if the price is good, I'm still not gonna get it.
I don't even know what it is. If it's good, I might get it.
Yeah, just a quarter pound and a fucking Big Mac, nigga. With an apple pie.
They got special sauce on it? They might have an Offset Cardi B special sauce on it. You think about that, did you?
Yuck.
This nigga will say some sauce. You got your special sauce.
Just asking. I don't eat McDonald's, so I don't know what that shit got.
You
know,
you eat healthy. You eat fresh sandwiches.
Nigga.
Fresh man. Everything fresh.
Fresh man. That's funny.
Nah, I seen they fresh had, man. I seen McDonald's had the plant-based chicken nuggets coming.
Yeah, you gonna try?
No.
Then shut up, then. What you doing
for? I tried that bullshit.
Eat that shit.
I heard about the Beyond.
Yeah.
You shut up.
Beyond nuggets.
Be shitting in the bathroom, Beyond.
I don't want nothing to do
with it. My ass.
Not really chicken McNuggets.
It's Beyond. It's Beyond me.
What's this? It's Beyond me.
Yeah, whatever, Moses. I'm not listening to you. Man. You're a fucking idiot, man.
What? You don't eat. What? You freshman. Freshman salads.
I had salad today.
What kind?
Caesar.
Caesar still made with bacon fat.
You fucking idiot.
Yes, it is.
You see what? What? How is it still made with bacon fat? Explain that to me.
They put bacon fat in and mix it up. Then, you know what I'm saying, with the eggs.
In the Caesar dressing?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they make the Caesar dressing?
Yeah, watch what you eat. You don't care because you just fucking, I'm eating healthy. That's why you sweat now, nigga. You sweating bacon fat that's been in your system.
It was hot in this motherfucker. You had the heat on full blast. I'm cold.
Yeah, it's come from you living in Raleigh.
Shout out to Raleigh. Shout out to Eastside Fairville. Nigga, yo, Eastside they be killing me sometimes.
What's going on, Eastside Fairville?
Nah, just every time, sometimes, like when I bump into somebody, I always like to, like, remind me of some shit I did back in the day. I'll be like,
you love it.
I'm so far removed.
Yeah. Like, you love it. You're like, yeah, tell me again.
No, I don't.
So what I did? Hey, listen to this. What I did?
Hey, listen to this. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm real. He did, what? He did that last week. I was like, shut the fuck up. When Dot was here, he told me, I was 12. I never snitched. Shut the fuck up.
That was true.
You see what I'm saying?
What I'm saying?
Niggas love that shit, nigga.
Nah, nigga.
Hey, don't, hey yo, man, when y'all see snitch. Me, don't tell me about me.
Yeah.
No, nigga, whole face changed. Hey, yo. When you talk about me, please don't say that.
That is wild, man. Shout out to the East Side, man.
Mind me of somebody at the party. Hey, baby.
Oh, speaking of the East Side, too, I want to say rest in peace to Quan, Lil Cuz. He was killed last week, him and somebody else, and his baby, 6 months old, was also killed. Went in the house, shot them. You know what I mean? That was a little cuz, so, you know, I want to say rest in peace as family. Pam, I know you're going through it, so, you know, hold your head. Shit. I don't know how to lose a child, but, you know, I took losses, so, I mean, you get through it. It's real. It's fucked up. And, shit, I hope they catch the people that did it. You know what I mean? Honestly, like, sad situation when I hear about the two guys, you know, being killed, but, you know, 6-month-old little baby. You know what I mean? Like, it's just stings even more. Like, you know what I mean? Sting even more. So, had to bring that up real quick. So, like I said, shout out to the East Side and the family down there in Cedar Creek. You already know.
Yo,
what's up?
Let's go to something funny right quick.
Go ahead, talk shit.
You're
bro.
Stupid.
Got a little sad real quick. Yeah, bring us back.
Yeah. you know how I feel like some niggas be liking how they girl have control over them. Might have a girlfriend or a wife, but they like have control over them, but they try to act like they don't. You know, you be out somewhere. You know, you got the homeboy, you know what I'm saying? They got a girl. Everybody got, you know what I'm saying? Might have a girl or something, got married. And you chin at the spot and you might get that call. You look at the phone. Yeah. Look, she calling. You know what I'm saying? Look, she calling. I'm like, well, you gotta tell me that, okay.
Hey,
or like
answer the phone.
Or like you be at a party, like it's nothing but niggas. And she come back there to check on you. You just make it known she come to check on you because like nobody knew until you told her. Oh, baby, come on, man. Don't go. Hey, baby, don't go check over. Hey, you know my baby checking over.
What?
This nigga's here. What the fuck is she checking on? Huh? What is she checking on?
Oh, my God. It was really
niggas be killing me with this shit. It's funny, but it's like, you know what I'm saying?
She wanted to make sure you weren't out cheating.
Like you were like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come out. And he be making it known because you don't call the nigga because of this situation, you know what I'm saying? You get tired, like, man, that's how you want. Just stay at the house, bro. We need to come out. Like, you know, your boys got me out. You know, baby gonna kill me.
Baby gonna kill me.
I'm just like, what?
It's fucking 11:30. Fuck is you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, tell him here, man. Hey,
what? No, I'm not telling shit. I'm a grown ass. I got shit to fucking do.
What we do?
I'm trying to holler right now. Here you come.
Hey, man, look. Hey, tell him we're here. Tell him what's about here.
What the fuck is going on? I'm busy right now.
Oh, my God.
Where was we at? 8 o'clock.
Yeah. You talking about something totally different. Here you come with the conversation. Hey, you remember yesterday when she called me? I was like, you know what I'm saying? Keep blowing me up. You know what I mean? On me, you know what?
What?
That's because she love you.
He gonna lose that woman.
He was talking about how to. We was talking about Cash App investments, and you talking about.
He gonna lose that woman.
He gonna lose that woman.
Yeah, man, yeah, like, them niggas are scared of them girls. Like, them niggas are scared that girls going somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Nigga lose his mind, girl go somewhere. What's wrong with you, girl, man?
What?
I thought everything was good. You checking. Who went out with you, man? No, wait a minute. Don't blame me. That's another thing. Don't blame me.
You gonna snitch?
Don't blame me anything. No, I'm not. First of all, that's between y'all. I'm not saying shit. She asked me, hey, that's your man. He's a good dude. I'm out. That's all I'm saying. I'm not. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm trying to think if I've been in a situation where I could be like, yeah, you could act such and such. It gets, you
know, even if you try to help, it still can get ugly. Yeah. Nah, he was with at the spot of me. So he was with you with them bitches? Oh, shit. Stay with you. No, the fuck you don't.
Man. I ain't never been where I was like, yo, you could ask such and stuff.
I wish like,
I, no, I don't. I'm about to say, I wish I did, but no, I don't. The fuck? That's stupid.
You ever had to call your homeboy phone so he could get up out of shorty crib? You ever text you like, yo, I in 10 minutes?
I done had to help out a couple of homies.
Yeah, I did that for a couple of for the homies, definitely.
I don't like it, but.
I got, my homie, I wonder what lie he done told the nigga, told the bitch. This nigga texted me.
Was like, yo, call my phone and sound frantic about something. Yo,
told you to sound frantic?
Yeah, he said sound crazy. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what the fuck? He texted me this shit. I'm chilling, minding my business.
Oh, he really went for it.
So, of course, I called him. Bro, where you at, yo? What's good, yo? Where you at? Sounded like that and shit. Yo, I'm chilling with Swabby. Man, I caught a flat tire. I'm over here all American and shit. Man, this shit is wild. You know, yo. I ain't had no spare, nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Come through, come get me. I don't got time to be riding no tow truck, none of that.
The
type
nigga
of shit.
Said frantic, and you came up with my tire.
Yeah, what? My tire. I ain't want to say nothing crazy that could actually happen. I ain't want to say, like, your mom went to the hospital or nothing like that. Like, you know what I mean?
You
like,
still got that nigga fussed out.
That don't have no fucking tire.
Right. Need help with the tire.
He got a spare.
Nah, I didn't want to ride in a tow truck.
You made a 2B performance. You did.
Hey, dog, my tire is out. I don't feel like a tow truck should be used in a situation.
Oh my god!
You gotta understand. I didn't care.
That's funny. That's the thing you don't.
Nigga, you in this situation. Now you got me doing extra shit. Fuck it. I got time for
it. I just simple. Hey, look, bro. I'm out here. I'm stuck at work. Come get me, bro.
That's trash.
No, it's not trash. That's real simple.
That's worse than my story.
No, it's real simple.
That's worse than my
your
fucking
simple story. Your simple so detailed.
It's lying.
I had to do this.
That's what you wanted me to do, nigga.
Yo, my nigga, my shit fucked up. I'm not
homie,
getting no what's name. Get me. That's how you talk.
It's my nigga. I'm alive for him. What you want me to do?
No, you.
Oh, I'm
you,
stuck at work.
Nigga,
come
you
get
read
me.
A full script.
So?
Documented. You read documents to that nigga.
I read documents.
I'm coming out with something simple. In and out.
What you had to say?
I did
there?
This three, four times for the same nigga.
I know you got one of your New York
I did
niggas.
I put a nigga right behind his house and, like, he's there. Man, that dumbass can't hear me talking to him. She's stupid. So what?
You was at the same house.
Man, come get me.
He was in
you know
room.
I'm fucked up. Right there.
In the other room?
Yes. Yeah. You stupid ass.
That's funny.
This is how Trilla gets.
Y'all niggas calling each other. Yo, we both got to go. Yeah, you got that call? Yeah,
the
me
room
too.
Is a knock on nigga. Hey. Bro, we need to go now. Bro, we need to go.
That's crazy.
Fuck what you talking about.
That's crazy.
Hey, sure they got to go. Hey, honey, I've been this.
My nigga said I was in the other room in the same house. They called him.
That's funny.
That's crazy. And you watched her leave.
Stupid. Fuck you mean? This is real life
you
shit.
You gotta get out of here.
Hey, I'll see you later, sweetheart.
Watch your step.
Oh, Leah? Oh man!
Why'd you stop?
What's up with Dumber?
Oh shit! You got one, Dave?
Thanks, man.
You ain't lying one of your boys in New York, nigga.
Nah, I ain't do that till I got down here. Bro, man. You know what I'm talking
then,
about.
Then he's New York, man. Though. And then you fucking lying. I'm not fucking coming back. Look,
what you had to say?
I just nothing. I don't get too crazy. too frantic or nothing like that.
Something simple, right?
Yo, what's up, man? Is this enough? Nigga be pissed off. Like, nigga, you woke me up for this shit to come help you out to lead this bitch, man. If you don't get your ass on. That's all.
Damn, my nigga said, yo, call me frantic. Sounded frantic. It's crazy.
This nigga put on a whole
play. And I did that.
Yep. Let's switch.
See, I'm a real friend.
Okay, let's.
For those that's watching and listening, I'm a real friend.
Okay, so let's switch it up, right?
This nigga went
outside. Have we ever done that? Have you ever done that?
Took a picture by the car and shit.
Gotta get out. Knock down the chicken trying to leave.
No, nigga, I know how to leave. I gotta go.
Yeah, nah, I'm not.
It's never that deep for me to not leave when I need to leave. I feel like I need to leave.
Had a few, huh?
I gotta go. I gotta go.
You had a few of them? Give us one of them.
Yeah, I just start fussing though. I don't need nobody.
Okay, you start arguing.
Yeah, I don't need nobody. I just start fussing.
Look at this fucking shit.
This nigga wild, man.
This is fucking nasty. I can't live like this.
I can't live like this.
It's crazy. Yo, that's the best thing.
I can't live like this.
You stressing me.
You stressing me.
I'm out here trying to do me. You talking about what the fuck she know? How she know it was me?
Now she know it was me.
That's how it ends up. Everybody see me somewhere. Seen her with another.
Yeah. You know it was me.
Shout out to the schools in Raleigh, man. I had to deal with some bullshit.
I'm here every fucking night.
With
every
you.
Night.
With you.
With your stupid.
You gotta say stupid. Don't
you
say
it. You gotta say stupid.
With your stupid ass.
You gotta make that shit.
I'm stupid.
He's right. He be
He's
here.
Right. He's right.
You don't do that like.
Huh? I could be doing what the fuck I want to do.
That's wrong with you.
I'm here watching these dumbass shows.
Oh, man. Yeah, the schools in Raleigh, man. My son had to go through some bullshit. Like, his school has been threatened within, like, 2 weeks of school shootings. We're bringing bombs to school, all kind of shit, on social media.
That's going on. That's crazy.
Kids is bugged out, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's in middle school. It was like four different schools up there.
I don't like that. What's going on? It shouldn't happen. That's all I could say to that. I don't know, really. You know what I'm saying? Because
this shit is
always serious. We don't know who playing or not, so it's a serious situation. So I'd rather not even tap on that, bro.
And then I heard the last school he was going to down here in Fayetteville, they found a gun at that school. Somebody had a loaded gun.
Where? In the car or inside the school?
Inside the school.
Holy shit.
So
the fuck is going on with these kids, saying, yo?
Yeah. But the shit was wild with the Raleigh situation because they went into like a code yellow. So he's texting me. He's like, yeah, we went in code yellow. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Come on, man. Get right with your kids' schools, man. Mm-hmm. Learn your codes, nigga. Mm-hmm. You just putting the kids in school.
Do you think like it's more like we need more, programs for like mental health for the kids to help them out? Because most of the time, they ain't had nobody to talk to. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga don't know the codes, man.
I don't know what they need because the kids are going to do what they want to do, man.
Yeah, but sometimes they just need somebody to talk to them.
Oh, well, let me tell you what
happened. You know what I'm saying? We had OGs. Most of the time, we not going to listen to parents and stuff like that. I'm saying, not saying we hard-headed, but we do listen to our parents, but most of like you listen to somebody else because, you know what I'm saying, you look up to them and if they putting you in the right path. Not everybody look up to the right people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
Sometimes that could be like when less than they tell you and you see it, what's going on. Mm. And they tell you this, you know what I'm saying? You think I want, you know what I'm saying? So, you learn from that. They're not learning from that. They're learning from themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Social media, music.
Just other young people. Mm. They don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, other young
people. So, how is you really learning something when you're learning from a younger person that ain't been through shit?
Right. They ain't learning from, I had to, they went into the code red. I had to go get him out of school.
Mm.
At like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Man, the way the school is set up, bro. the carpool goes in behind the school, so you got to go all the way down the street. So I can't just pull. I'm where I'm at in the line. I'm in front of the school, like, but I still have to go all the way down the street, go around, do all this shit. So I'm watching how they're doing this. You have to show ID. I get that. You know what I mean? So they pulling like three cars up at a time, you know, and then they got to show ID. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? It's going to be forever. Next thing you know, I see somebody come out of nowhere. Just pull right up on somebody because there's houses right there too. Pull right in their yard, right on their grass. Hop out. Going to get mine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm over here like, ain't this a bitch? Look at this nigga right here. That's some bullshit. I ain't going to do it.
He hopped out on foot.
It was a woman.
She hopped out on foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, man, I ain't going to do that. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to be that person. You know what I mean?
You always got one that does it, but they probably handled her as soon as she got in and still had to. You know what I'm saying?
She came out with her kid.
Quick, dude.
God damn. I'm like, okay.
This is my privilege.
This white lady had to play.
She probably,
that was see, a black lady.
Black lady. She we black lady.
We don't know. She probably had called already.
That's
like,
what I was like. I was like, that's what I was like, man, look at this nigga.
He probably was like, right at the thing. She was like, just stay there. I'm coming to get you. You know what I'm saying?
Dad waiting in line and shit.
Yo, so listen.
You ain't shit.
But it's better to go to caution because.
Let me finish my story.
If it was just wild, would you like it?
Let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
Next, you know, I'm chilling. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna do that, you know. Next, you know, I see somebody else pull up. For like 10 minutes later, because I've been sitting there. I'm still here. Boom, skirt. Hopped out, walked over there. White lady. I'm like, okay, now it's getting real. You know what I mean? Yeah. Niggas are tired of this shit.
I'm
gonna
be a follower again. Yeah. I did the same thing.
Wait another 5 minutes. One of them came back, was leaving.
My turn.
Skirt! Pull on over here. Let me walk on over here and get my son, man. Walked over there, show him my ID. Called his name. I come walking out. I was like, yeah, you ain't going to believe where I was at, where I had parked. He was like, yo, where you at? You see where I parked at? Like I said, I'm all in these people, grass, all kind of shit. Just somebody's yard and shit.
He's probably at work and shit.
Yo, you know what he said to me? Dang, man, you better than me because I would have waited in the line.
See?
I was like, yo, that's how you would have did me out here, man.
He's
like,
an active shooter right here. Yeah, you know,
I'm trying to get you the fuck out of here. You know, like, man, what you talking about, man? I'd have waited in the line. Nigga, no. Nigga, I'm a parent. I'm coming to get your motherfucking ass. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so you can tell he going to put you in the home.
That's a fact.
That's why I got to stay healthy.
Don't you worry.
Like, I got to keep moving, yo.
Your son is a piece of shit.
My daughter going to take care of me.
Yeah, I hope so. Your son's a piece of shit.
He ain't shit. I love him, though. I love him. Oh, he got an EP out, too.
Holy shit.
I got to send y'all the link.
Oh, now he's supposed to play that.
Yeah, I'm not playing
next
that right
Sunday.
Now.
Play.
You want me to bring interviewing.
You want to bring him up?
The young
there?
Boy. Yeah.
You want me to bring him up? There?
Stupid ass. Is just him or is it him? He got features?
It's just him.
Okay.
Man, we bring him up here. We see what's going on with him.
Yeah, I want to tell him he trashed his face.
He got a little 5 songs on SoundCloud.
That's funny.
I ain't going to lie. I like it.
What's the name of it?
I forgot.
Oh, you ain't shit. Come on, dog. You supposed to be blasting that little nigga trash shit.
Blasted at the crib.
At the crib.
Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
When he recorded it with his homie?
Nah, he did that shit all on his phone.
Okay.
Eternal is what he called it.
Eternal.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's different. I like it though.
What's his name? What's his last name? Lil Burn?
I forgot his little rap name.
Little chlamydia.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just got a little burn.
That's disgusting, dude. Don't put that on my son, man. Chill out, man.
Called burn toast.
Toaster. And my dad's name is Burner. You know what I mean? Burner and little toaster. Yeah.
I don't even know how to say this shit.
Burnt toast.
Altruist. I don't know. I have to ask him how he says that.
Altruistic?
I guess so.
He got Riz in it?
Yeah.
Riz is in his name?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
What's wrong with that?
That's the new slang of spitting game and shit. Yeah. Riz.
Yeah, you think he a funny guy.
Yeah, that's crazy. What is it? Also what? Let me see it.
Let me see.
Look at that shit, Dave. Look at that shit.
What the fuck? That's what I said. I don't know how to say that. I gotta ask him. Shit hard though. I ain't gonna lie. Shit hard.
Okay.
Shit hard.
These niggas. I need your love.
I told him. Yo, give me my cut shit.
Oh shit. What?
Yo, leave my son alone, man.
I don't know.
He's a goat out here. He's gonna be the greatest ever. There fuck y'all. What the fuck we talking about?
That's what
man?
You're supposed to say.
He's gonna be the fucking greatest ever. Yeah, and I'm gonna watch him.
That's why I like that.
Damn sure gonna fucking
some
watch him.
I think
Sean.
You wrote I need your love.
Who, me? I ain't write shit. He wrote it. I didn't write anything, man.
He just like wrote it and put it in his room. He thought he wrote it.
Oh,
no, I need love from a dove.
Dear I've been swear. Over here like, yo, where's the music at? There ain't been no music out.
What you mean? Yeah, it's been a little slow.
Your boy Big Scar dropped though. We was listening to it earlier.
Yeah, he sound like Dolph.
He sound like Dolph. Rest in peace, Big Scar. But he sounded like Dolph.
I just hit Dolph. I just listened to Dolph.
The cadence, the beats, the ad libs. Whoa.
Big Scar.
Rest in peace, though.
I can't get in there.
Gucci artist.
It's for some of that stuff, like I said, I don't care who signed him. Just because I fuck with Gucci Man don't mean I'm listening to every artist.
No, I was just saying who.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, like, I'm not that one that's going, oh, no. Most of them are saying 3-6 Mafia artists ain't listen to. Bone Thugs Army artists ain't listen to. So.
Yeah.
Especially, you didn't.
I guess, I mean, I wonder if that's just a new myth. I wonder if that's the Memphis sound, though. I wonder if, like, it's just because Key Glock sound like Dolph. Or are they just taking his style
and
running
with it?
There's
a lot of other people from Memphis, but they still.
That's his little cousin, I can see that.
Yeah, they still.
I mean, yeah, but.
That's why, that's the only one that really.
But I'm saying Gucci fuck with Dolph, so I wonder if.
To me, only one get that pass and the people that was on his label. Because, you know what I'm saying? It was just, to me, it's the same thing Cash Money did, same thing No Limit did, like. It's just where they from. They gonna sound, but like it's still different styles. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
alright, well, I'm not gonna listen no more to the Big Scar album. I'm not even gonna lie. Let me get back into my R&B shit. Ari,
what's your R&B stuff now that you listen to now? The Weeknd.
Yeah, Weeknd, Ari Lennox, Brent Faiyaz.
I just listen to Weeknd old shit. Like,
Ombre.
He get all of me and stuff like that.
I've been spinning Tim's shit heavy.
Who, Timbaland?
No, Tim's.
I don't know.
You know what that is. You Future know, did the remake for the song.
No, you been listening. What's that nigga that look like Adele?
The nigga that look like Adele? That's funny. I don't know what that is. That's bad funny, though.
You know what that is? Got a little devil shit. Nah.
It's a dude?
Yeah.
He was
on the Grammys and shit.
Oh, that nigga. Dumb. What's that nigga name? Yeah, he was bugging out on the Grammys.
What's the nigga name?
Nigga can't wait to have demon talk on the Grammys. He can't wait. I don't know the nigga name.
That's his song. That song. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's you listen to?
No.
What's the fuck?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I don't know. Is it Harry Styles? Is that his name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So what R&B you listen to? Adele or what?
I just named everybody, nigga.
What's wrong with Adele?
Nothing.
Have you listened to her music?
No.
You hate her.
I'm a hater. Because I'm not listening. Shut the fuck
you,
up.
You saying no, you love R&B, you not listen to rap, you have to go deep and just... Not listening to everything. Like, what are you listening to? What are you opening your mind
to? I told you. I said Ari Lennox, The Weeknd, Brent Faiyaz, Ombre, Tim's. I said, I like all these individuals. They all fire.
You never go out your range by do like country or metal or anything. Like, I was just... Cause you say you want to be different, no rap, right? Let's be venturous with your music.
So I need to go listen to rock and roll.
Everything, like some old shit from the 80s, stuff like that. See, you like some of that shit. You might not like.
Oh, what, from the 80s? Nah, I like, yeah.
Okay.
I like Frankie Beverly. I like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I like.
That's not rocking. That's.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm talking about from the 80s. We understand shit. I'm
that.
Talking
from that 70 point of view. We understand.
Nah, nigga. Right. Who I listen to? Shout out to the East Side. You hear because Sirens?
We was raised like that. We was around juke joints. So most of that music, I understand that.
Yeah, I be spinning too. That shit too. It's all my shit. What are you putting me just saying, like, when we get ready to leave here, put me on then, nigga. You got something for me?
You got the fuck.
If not, then shut up.
Because I can't. Show you something. You might. Most of the time I find out shit myself. You know what I'm saying? Or for some, listen to somebody else. I might. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your range is. You know, I don't know.
I don't know what your range is.
I don't know what your range is. Music is like, I don't know. You like Pumps and a Bump and, you know, right. Trina. That's I'm not into that. And
I like Trina.
Roll Call and shit. I don't know. My name's Carbon. Yeah, I don't do that.
That's funny.
I still don't understand how y'all don't like. Well, how you don't like
who?
City Girls and shit.
I got like maybe one, two. I don't know. I think like one, two tracks. I don't know. You never played a track that's really. It's like.
I don't like City Girls.
It's like pop music.
Right, I don't
like. You want me?
I don't like City Girls because I don't pop my pussy, nigga. The fuck out of here, dog.
You want me to twerk? Like, I don't understand why. What do you want me to do, my nigga? Like,
Jesus,
get excited about it. No.
Oh, y'all ready for the aliens?
Oh yeah, they here. Don't even worry about it. I don't know if it's the aliens. I don't know what it is. They out here fucking with the weather. It's 70 degrees down here in North Carolina in February. After they done shot some shit out the sky. Something the fuck is happening right now.
They might be tired of being, you know what I'm saying, how they coming out. Shit, future been
I
out.
Don't know what the fuck. Why they choose to do it in February? They got so much shit going in February. They said, fuck Black history. We shooting shit out the sky. We got the Super Bowl happening. NBA All-Star Weekend. Everything. Fuck Black history. I ain't seen a Black history fact from nobody all February.
Because you got to celebrate it all year.
Right. But usually they be some shit.
Yeah.
Some Black history something in February.
We ain't heard, like, yeah, you're right.
They just been shooting fake shit out of the sky.
Bring the Mac Rea back or something.
No.
Normally they do that. Black history. Your Mac Rib is back.
They can keep Rib that. Back.
Nobody like that's not the Black sandwich.
What the fuck going on out here?
It's a jungle.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Look, shout out to the East Side.
It's real life out here.
Shout out to the East Side. So y'all ready for the aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for the aliens?
I don't know if it's the aliens or if it's they planning to start war or some shit with another country. I don't know what it is.
Y'all ready for the
zombies? Honestly, I feel like something. It's not even that. It's a war tactic, man.
Y'all ready for the zombies?
They doing something.
It's the war tactic, bro.
What if it's zombies and aliens? Oh, what are we going to do, man?
We got to stick together. It's strength in numbers. Mm. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
It's a war tactic.
Get your ammo ready.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy some more ammo. Fuck that.
Why? You want stop it.
What you mean, why?
Yeah, it's good to have it up.
Yo, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. I need my shit loaded up, nigga.
Yeah, because you're a shooter.
Never snitch.
All of that, right?
Bitch, I was
okay,
14.
Let's talk. Now, this is interesting, right?
Here we go.
First of all, before I talk about the situation, I'm stopped watching. I'm not watching Breakfast Club no more. I'm not watching them boys no more.
Because
they always talk about something and then switch off.
Is he all right?
No, listen, just go like ahead. They always talk about something. They be good, then they switch off and vent on somebody butt. I don't understand it. Why they go somebody butt? I don't understand.
Charlamagne and Envy be going crazy.
They go crazy every time. So now it was funny, but now it's like I don't know if it's funny anymore. I don't know. It's not funny no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop it. Because you talk about what's there. Like, you talking about one situation about niggas, you know, it was about the Ray J and what's the nigga name? Raz B. Starting a little fighting club show or something. I forgot what the name of the show is. Then they talk about, Yeah, because Brad's being them got a butt. And then, like, what? What are you fucking you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm done. I'm not watching them boys no more. I don't give a fuck what y'all talk about. Like, I used to love Donk of the Day. I don't give a fuck if it's that. I'm not looking at it no more. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, now, so what, Donkey of the Day?
He's going crazy real early in the morning.
Like, I don't know. Going real crazy. How early, like, if y'all thinking that early like that, like, what's really going on? And everybody that comes on there points that out, and nobody's saying nothing. Like, we just not paying attention to it. Like, it's getting weird. Yeah. First, you had a mold butt. Like, it went too far with the molded butt. And then you stick your finger in the butt. No! Why did you even open it up? Why would you take it and rub it?
Why'd you watch all of this? Why did you watch all this?
It's disgusting. It was disgusting.
But you didn't hit the
after a while it got disgusting.
But you didn't hit the back button as soon as you see what was it going was like, on. Probably, like, I'm not watching no more.
Probably like
this.
Some of them people that watch donkey shows like, why am I watching this? But this is interesting.
Can't turn away, right?
Yeah, like, oh, this is nasty. This bitch nasty. Why she
so
doing?
How are you so offended but you couldn't turn it off?
It's the same when you watch your stuff. Oh, I watch you dance. You know what I'm saying?
I fast forward P-Valley. I told you that.
I'm offended when you come in hyped up, but I don't want to say nothing about it. I got to live to it.
That's funny.
When you in here looking like a fucking thot.
What? How I look like a thot, my nigga?
See, this is how
exactly. You be on some bullshit. You just say anything about me.
Nah, but it's another situation. I was watching.
So you done with Breakfast Club?
Yeah. Got we it. Done with that. Okay. Awkward. I'm not watching. I'm just letting you know.
You're done. Got it.
So he got a homeboy. He had this trainee on there, and they was talking. You know
what you watching, dog?
It was Adam. You know what I'm saying? Adam No Jumper. Yeah.
22. Okay. Yeah. Adam 22.
Adam 22. You know what I'm saying? The reason I started watching because
I seen the homeboy on there.
Yeah. Gotcha. First of all, I seen the situation that happened with him and Adam, so I had to go back on what really happened. Nigga called House Phone.
Okay.
It was Adam and House Phone. You know, they always be on, he always be on the podcast every now and then.
Okay.
Doing stuff for Adam. So they supposed to be real tight homeboys. You know what I'm saying? So I guess he got a girl and stuff like this. So he had an interview with the trainee. And I guess the trainee knew him and was like, said his name, but they had bleeped it out. But they couldn't bleep out like everything on what she was saying that happened. She was like, you know, we did, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga cold now.
Yo, tell your fucking story, man.
That's come from eating turkey and shit like that. Fat boy problems.
You said what?
Now it come from eating cold turkey cuts. And stuff. You hot, you cold, yeah. What, you fucking going through menopause? Like, god damn. So... Anyways,
wild, man.
So she was like, yeah, you know what we did, you know what I'm saying? The shady, like, I guess, like, she wanted to talk to him but still part kick it with him. So she aired that out. And he was like, oh, I'm a bad friend. Oh, I shouldn't be airing it out. So him and his homeboy got into it because his homeboy was like, you didn't even have to even interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't even have to even interview that. Like, if you want to interview, that's fine. But I guess you didn't have to interview that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to tell my business. And he's like, dog, I try everything to do. You know, to get this not seen. What I was saying, how would you handle that situation? If you knew your homeboy did some shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know the situation, but if...
Because the nigga confessed. He said he did it with the trainer. He's like, I ain't suck no dick. I ain't do
what?
All
right. Take this out.
A nigga did an experiment.
Take this out.
I don't want to know.
Check this out.
Let's be clear. I don't
if this
know.
Is my
that's your homeboy though.
Check this out.
You
if
can't
this
look
is
at
my,
it. It's no different
if
situation.
If this is my network, yeah. I don't got to air nothing. Everything got to go by me.
Yeah.
And if that's my homie, I ask him if you. I will ask him first if he want me to air it. If not, then we scrapping it. It don't got to go out unless it's. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna put nothing out to. Make my homie look bad and no crazy shit. Oh, yeah. No matter what it is, I'm not doing it. Like it's bigger than fucking views and shit.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Well, that's some bullshit right there.
That's wild.
Okay. So go ahead. You just can't say, oh, be with Dave. Like, don't be a YouTube guy. Me too. Shut up. Explain why.
because I'm not trying to get homie jammed up. If he don't want nothing out here, that he don't want nothing out here. Right. Like, what the fuck? I stand on morals and shit. Mm. So it's like, if something looks crazy, somebody come to this pod and they on some wash and it's like, are you sure you want to? We done that. Like, you sure you want that shit out? Like, you know what I mean? Because if niggas is cool with it, they cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm howling at the homie. Like, yo, you sure you want this out? Like,
yeah.
That's how I look at that shit.
He said, because he said he had told him and everything. You know what I'm saying? He told him about it, but I figured, they just didn't, the editing dude didn't possibly didn't edit what he's supposed to.
Well, like
to.
I said, it's on us if we wanted out too. So it's on him if he felt like he wanted it, that's his platform, that's what he wanted to do.
Because the whole conversation wasn't about homie, it was just that part. You know what I'm saying? She didn't even have to say that. You know what I'm saying?
We done podcasts with niggas and we scrap shit. Mm-hmm. Like the whole shit. Like, we not putting that shit out. Like,
yeah.
So it just depends on. It depends on how the motherfuckers running their shit.
Yeah.
Simple. That's how I look at it.
First of all, I had a situation. If I had a person on, they going to be talking about something else. Not going to be talking about my team. And second of all, I'm going to look at it. Because you got to look at the rough draft, right? Before you put it out. You don't want to look at it. So it don't make no sense to me why you didn't see that last little part. I just would have cut it out right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just made it clip in. If they would have asked, I'd be like, I'm not putting that out. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, people it's want solid. The views, like, that's though, my bro. Boy.
If he want to put that out, let him put
people
that out.
Want the views,
I have no
though,
right,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? People to put that out if that's my homeboy. Like, right. But if I don't know that person, you put out some news, yeah, come talk about it. But, like, you got to look at the situation, like, which more better? The views of your homeboy, or was that really your homeboy anyway?
I was just getting ready to say, these motherfuckers ain't friends like that, no way. I don't be believing a lot of people that be on friendships and all that type of shit.
Because half of it do be like, it might have started off like faking in prior. You thought it was a friendship and then you realize it's not.
It was business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, a lot of shit be business. A lot of motherfuckers
don't
be friends.
They look at some people just like, look at friendship wrong way. And they figure like, just because you get in that kind of predicament or you do something with somebody. Mm-hmm. Are you madly friends? Like, did y'all hang out? What do y'all do? Do y'all even call each other, check up on each other? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what about those days? You know what I'm saying? So, but honestly, they was like, I guess like friends. Sometimes friends can go a bad way, but it depends on how you handle it. You know what I mean? If that's your true friend, you're always trying to find it, come back. But if it's not, you just let shit go.
Shout out to my real friends that be still checking on me.
And I don't family, look at friends. I look at brothers,
and
like
the,
I said.
And the family members that check on me. Shout out to y'all.
Always, man. To my brothers. I don't have friends. I have brothers.
Y'all got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Nope. Let's get the fuck out of here. Live your life, man. Live your life.
Yeah. And stay out of the streets. Leave the streets alone. If you can help it.
Streets!
Mm-hmm. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Instagram, dirtywater_podcast. Facebook, dirtywaterpodcast. My Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirtywater Dave B.
Moses, what's your shit?
Moses Dirtywater 910, Twitter. I mean, TikTok. Man. Dirtywater Moses, Clapper, Dirtywater Moses, Snapchat.
Yo, if you listen to this far on the podcast and watch this far, we appreciate you too. Yo, go like, subscribe, comment, all that shit. Share our shit. If you
subscribe.
Can, all that good shit.
Like.
We appreciate y'all. 2-6 and.
Yo, we out.
914 Miles, what up, nigga?
Word.
Can you please give me a dirty water that